slowly. What is phytoremediation?
Yes, phytoremediation is where we use plants to degrade hydrocarbons in soils. So we basically use a plant system that accesses the petroleum hydrocarbons in the soil and helps to degrade them.
Does it matter what types of plants you use?
There are a variety out there. We selected certainly plants that are not weeds because the farmers don't like it, and they're suited for the environment that we're applying them to. So in this case, in our case, we're using grasses and that sort of thing. But you can use pretty much any type of plant that will grow in these environments.
And how exactly do you set things up?
It's basically farming technology. So you prepare the site by tilling and applying fertilizer where necessary, and then just regular seeding equipment. Put the seeds in and watch the grass grow.
Well, where exactly would you use this?
We've applied it both now in the three western provinces, so Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia. In British Columbia, it's quite far northeastern BC, so it spans quite a variety of climates.
What type of sites would you use them on? If this is remediation, is it oil well sites that you're trying to clean up?
Yeah, it completes the life cycle of our facilities. I'm working in end of life. The infrastructure has been dismantled, and the site needs to be put back to its original state and for public use. We do use the remediation to combine the process of remediation, which is sort of the degradation of the hydrocarbons, and also the reclamation part, which only concerns the surface where you do, revegetation, establishing indigenous plants and that sort of thing. And then once the life cycle is completed, then we'll turn it back to either the Crown if it's on green land or to the landowner if it's freehold.
Now, what did you do before you started with phytoremediation?
There's a whole variety of remediation technologies, biopiles, in situ treatments. There is, the conventional excavation and disposal at landfills. This is just another tool that we can use to, especially at remote sites, to remediate right on site so we don't remove the soil and bring it to landfill facilities that might be quite distance away, and also not bring clean soil back into the site that might come from other areas. So it's really a technology that conserves soils and allows us to remediate sites in remote areas.
So is that it? Essentially, the environmental benefit is conserving soils and not having to take things to landfill?
That's correct. And, we realize that it takes a bit longer than conventional or traditional remediation techniques, such as landfilling. But it also, the sustainable aspect also includes less equipment on site, less trucking of soils from, one place to another in the province, and those sort of things. They're really tangible benefits to using this technology.
What is it that the plants actually do? How do they process what it is that they're taking up off the site?
There's sort of two parts to this. There are enabling steps where we enable the plants to grow in such conditions, and the plants through the root system will break up the soil. They will retain the moisture in the soil, and so they will stimulate biodegradation basically in situ, which is right in the ground, as far as the roots can go. And part of the hydrocarbons will be degraded by bacteria in the soil, and parts will be taken up by the plants.
So essentially that makes things benign, is that it?
That's right, yeah. So they degrade the hydrocarbons into byproducts, which are further biodegradable. And then at the end of the chain, it will be mineralization, which is carbon dioxide and water.
Where did this idea come from?
Phytoremediation has been around for several years. We got onto this, we supported a research study at the University of Waterloo, and this was led by Professor Dr. Greenberg and his company WebEye, that really brought this to a commercial level. And we've been a participant of the research right from the beginning. And now Dr. Greenberg has helped us to implement this at a large scale and help us to, use this remediation tool on a routine basis.
Are there any other companies, other places that are using phytol remediation?
Yeah, there are some other operators taking part in the research study, and it's also funded by NSERC and all sorts of bodies that are interested in developing this technology. Because, I mean, operators are not really in the business of environmental technology. Oil companies are in business of producing oil. And so this is an area where everybody will benefit if we have tools available that everybody can use.
Well, this project, you guys were selected as finalists in the 2011 Emerald Awards. What does it mean to you, getting that sort of recognition?
I think this is great. I was really excited about it because it demonstrates that there's value. People recognize that there's development out there that can actually come from the bench scale into full-scale operations, and it works. And it's not something that pie in the sky, it actually works. And that's, I think the recognition sort of further underlines that the community accepts this sort of development and these kind of innovations, which is great. I mean, that's all we can ask for.
Congratulations, Ole, and thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.